Welcome to the Weisenheimers Show. My name's Yo Tom, with me is Max. Sit back and relax. Hey guys, welcome to Weisenheimers. I'm Yo Tom the Stoner. I go on skateboards and I change my hair drastically every week. And with me is Max the Nerd. He loves calculus and math. Oh wait, this is not Max, this is his robot friend, Jeffrey. Hahaha, nice joke, Jeffrey, I love you. Whoa, are you mad? Are you mad at me? You wanna make love to me? I don't know if I can... I mean... I appreciate the suggestion, but I don't think Max would... Did you just come, robot? What's going on? Oh, hey, Max.
It's funny that you would say that, because that is the sound that he makes when you rub between his legs. And I'm not making that up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Hey, Max.
What's up, dog?
Say hi to the fans. They missed you so much.
Hi, fans. They did not miss me.
They did. I got some very concerned emails regarding the wise guys, us. And
all right, if you say so.
Yeah, a lot of people care. So, Max, are you gonna do... Okay, Max got a new iPhone, right? It's a 2G, right?
No, it's a 32G.
Okay. Is it one of the new ones, or like an old one?
It's brand new. It's the best. It's the newest model and the bestest model.
Are you happy with it so far?
Yeah, except this one app that I got that doesn't work. But all the other apps work great. And
what
it's
app?
A great phone. It's called Zenonia.
Zenonia?
Yep.
Well, what does it do?
It's a game. It's an adventure game. It's supposedly like 40 hours long, and it got very high reviews by IGN and GameSpot, and it works for everybody except for me, because I open it up and I get to the title screen and then it freezes.
Well, you should sue them or something. Get your money back, Max.
My 99 cents.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will.
Max, imagine if everyone took 99 cents from you. You would be a poor boy.
I guess.
See, Max, if you let one man take a finger, everyone else will take the whole hand.
But the best part of this iPhone is now we can censor the swears. So now it won't be a swear when I say what the. See, it's cut it out.
Wow, is that really an app?
Yep.
Wow. Can't you just like click a number and it does the same voice?
What do you mean click a number?
Like when you dial someone, it goes like beep beep boop boop.
But then that would be a phone sound.
I wouldn't notice.
You would. All right. We'll try that.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
What the?
Just as good. I'm happy. We should use that only.
Yeah. Right.
And you should start playing like Mary Had a Little Lamb. You know how to play that on the phone?
No. You want to tell me?
3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3.
Slow down. Wait, it's calling the number. Hang on.
Hello, this is Mary.
Okay.
That's really low.
I know, but it doesn't do the number presses that loud. Which is why I have the Sensor Beep app.
Well, get the Mary Had a Little Lamb app, okay?
No.
Because that's a really good app.
No, it's not. What would that app be? It follows you?
No, it just shows you how to play the song. Teaches you.
All right.
Yeah. Max,
stuff.
I haven't talked to you in ages. Tell me about you. How's the kids, the wives, the jobs?
You know what? You know what, Yo Tom?
What?
Shut up, app.
Well,
that's what it
is. Is this whole show just gonna be you just using me for apps?
It could be. Check it out. Dead. You're dead now.
Did you just shoot me, Max?
With my gun app. You're dead.
That is the rudest app ever. That is so mean.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe you just shot me right there in the face with a shotgun.
Point blank in cold blood. That's what I did.
You don't even care. You don't even... No, don't care.
Well, you kill enough men, you start to get cold inside.
I guess that's true. Do you, like, wake up at night, just, like, with night terrors of you playing with your iPhone, shooting people?
Yeah, I do. Now that you mention it, I do. So, way to make light of my serious situation.
That would have been funny. Let's make that animation together, okay, Max?
Oh, so now you're interested in making an animation with me.
Unlike when I was working, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, now you've missed your opportunity, so I will not be making an animation with you, now or ever, in fact.
But Max, we can make it so viral, it'll be great.
Neither of us is capable of making anything viral.
Yeah, what's wrong with us? Why can't we do that?
Because viral stuff sucks, so we would have to purposefully make something shitty.
I don't agree that...
Why would we want to do that?
Not everything viral-esque is crap.
Alright, give me an example.
Ed's World, his animations are very well built, and they're funny, and they're fairly viral.
No comment.
Ooh, that's mean, Max.
I said no comment.
But what does that come... everyone knows what you mean, Max, and everyone is shaking their heads.
No comment.
Yeah, but you think nothing's funny besides you.
You know what? I've come to realize that perhaps I am a bit of a miserable person. Perhaps I am critical to the point where I really don't like that much stuff, and really it is a detriment to my own happiness.
Yeah, that's true. It's like me being an atheist. It's like, I want to go to heaven, but I know I won't. It's like the same thing, Max.
Right? You know what? At the end of the day, I take so much pleasure in knowing that Francesca is out there for me, and she can just continue to make me happy in my life. So thanks for that, Francesca.
I like how you started calling it Francesca as well. I would hope that would catch on.
Or maybe I'm just talking about like a real person. How would you know?
Oh my god, I didn't think about
it. Did I just say something to imply that I was talking about my soda?
No. Who's Francesca? Tell me about her.
I was talking about my soda.
Oh. Okay.
Emails!
Woo! You're gonna do emails today, right?
Oh wow, way to tell me now.
Well, sorry, you were supposed to do them last week and week before that.
I will do them this week. I will open them up to be ready. But even though we're not doing them yet, so...
Yeah. Well, it's a new year, and I'm excited. Are you?
For?
It's just 2011. It's a cool number.
I guess.
What's wrong? You don't like 09? 011? 011?
It's 09? Wow. Jeez. I don't know. I really... The passing of the year doesn't affect me that much, I think.
Yeah, I guess me too. It's just a bunch of fireworks, and then it's just a new number.
Let's reflect on the previous year.
Oh my god, did you see what Lindsay Lohan was wearing in the beginning of 2010?
I didn't necessarily mean like that.
Hideous!
Wouldn't have sex with her.
Yeah, me too. But that's number 10 on my... thing that happened in 2010. Get it? It's a top 10 list on 2010. It's very witty.
I was serious. I wanted to like really reflect on things that
you start.
Well, I introduced the world to a show called Wacky Game Adventures for Babies.
That's right. Which was did you expect it to do this well, or did you expect it to do better?
I don't know. A lot of people hate it. But, I don't know. I guess it's fine that they do.
But a lot of people
hate... To each his own.
Yeah. And for me, I did my pilot this year for
Fox. Yeah, that's an accomplishment, I think. You should be proud of yourself.
I am. Thank you, Max.
Any news on that front?
No, I sent them the everything on DVDsies. And they should get back to me towards the end of January, the end of this month.
All right.
And who knows, maybe next year, I'll be in California having jacuzzis with Seth MacFarlane.
California!
I just said having jacuzzis. I feel so dumb, I'm sorry.
I thought you did that on purpose.
No, it wasn't on purpose. No.
See, that's the thing, though, is sometimes I can't tell the difference. So you shouldn't have admitted it.
Yeah, okay, next time I'll...
Having jacuzzi. You fucking idiot.
That's mean. I'm sorry. I'm kind of sick, so I may cough here and there. I apologize to our listening viewers. Max.
Yeah.
Are you playing with some cool apps?
Nope. I'm trying to see which email that we will be reading first.
Oh, you don't have to do that now. We end up reading the shitty ones anyway at the end, so we should probably do that later. I don't have anyone else to bounce ideas off.
All right. Well, I want to talk about your pilot.
Oh, okay. Well, that was mine. Now we're back to you.
Not that I necessarily wanted to talk about your pilot. I just didn't think we were done talking about it.
Oh, no, it's just I don't really know what else to say. Hopefully I'll...
I think now is the proper time to do the retrospective of it.
Oh, how it was made?
Yeah. Did you enjoy making it?
Yeah, it was fun making it. I wrote with my brother for about 2 months.
Jeez.
It took a long time because, you know, we have to write and then we have to send it back to Fox and they have to make a lot of little corrections. And we built on that and it took a little bit. And then when I was back from the US... No, I'm wrong. No. No, I wrote the script and then I just animated it. Okay. I did the storyboard and that and then the animation. I don't really know what to say about it. And Max was, of course, my trusty background artist who did a magnificent job. Everyone put it together for Max.
Was not treated very well, I should say.
Treated like an angel.
No, was not treated well.
He was not a very good employee.
Did you gain any kind of perspective from doing it?
That people who are not from Israel pay a lot of money for animation. That's all.
I guess.
Yeah, which was good to know.
I guess.
And yeah, so that back to you, Max. What's your next one?
Oh, I don't know. I got nothing.
Oh, so you have just wacky game jokes.
What else really happened this year?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, do you have another one?
I started skating.
I wouldn't necessarily say that that's something that is worthy of being mentioned.
Yeah, it's also false.
Especially so because of that.
Yeah, it doesn't help that it's just a lie. Well, I think that's... I wish you a happy new year, and I hope that you will succeed in all your exhibitions.
Well, yo, Tom, I helped you with your pilot. How about now is the time for you to help me with my pilot?
Sure. What do you need, Max?
I'm not sure. How can you offer your services?
I make gray coffees. I don't know. I can try and do music for you, although I think you can find so many other people that... I can help you lip sync? Well, it's not fair, because you're a lot better than me. I can't help you with animation, because you're better.
Oh, man, I'm going to just take that part of the podcast where you said that. I'm going to make a little soundbite. I'm going to play it all the time.
Yeah, you're going to do it on your iPhone soundboard app?
I don't have a soundboard app.
You should.
I would like to get one. How'd you like to get me an in at Fox? You could say to the Fox man, you could say, I know a guy. You should give him a show. What are the odds of you doing that?
Low, because I don't feel I'm in a position where I can already point out other great guys, because they haven't said I'm great yet.
What if they give you your show? Then will you let me in to help me get my foot in the door?
I'll help you any way I can, Max.
All right, sounds good.
Sounds good. And will you help me if I need a great app?
I would have done that anyway.
Really,
what kind
Max?
Of app are you looking for? I mean, you don't have a phone, but...
No, but it's still nice to have one. To my name.
To your name.
I want an
You're
app...
You're going to buy it on iTunes and then you'll be able to download it.
I want an app that has the fun of Angry Birds. The sex appeal of test your penis strength.
I'm not familiar with
and,
that.
And the seductiveness of Keys Meter.
Yeah.
You know that one?
I'm not familiar with Keys Meter. Kiss Meter.
There's an app where you kiss the phone and then he says, like, how great of a kisser you are.
All right. Should I download it right now?
Sure. Yeah, you do that. I think it's free.
If it's free, I'll definitely download it.
How much money did you spend so far on apps?
None, because a friend of mine had a iTunes gift card that he wasn't going to use, so he let me have it.
Nice! You got some sweet friends. Was it Noah?
No, it wasn't Noah. Me and Noah haven't talked in a long time.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Spencer.
Oh.
Okay, I see Kiss-O-Meter, Kiss My App, and those are the only two ones.
I would say Kiss-O-Meter.
Kiss-O-Meter? Well, it's 99 cents, but I guess that I can afford it.
Really? Would you do that for me?
It's gonna take it out of my PayPal, and I hope I don't bounce a check here.
Oh, I really appreciate that you're doing this for me.
Well, it's 99 cents.
I know. Well, yeah, but is that your? Actually, 99 cents here. It's not a lot here, but it's like a soda can.
It's more because of inflation.
Well, yeah. So I don't know. 99 cents is not like nothing.
I don't know. I kind of think it's nothing.
Yeah, well, that's great that you can think that. You clearly haven't went through the Holocaust.
Did the Holocaust happen in Israel?
Close. Well, not really. Yeah. Not really. Yeah. No.
Did you go through the Holocaust?
Emotionally, yeah.
Oh, really? And how did that happen?
Well, you see, in my brain, there's a little Hitler. And he kept saying telling my feelings to go to some place and concentrate there.
How did he get in there?
It's like one of those dust bites that go in the wind, and you just, it's like a virus. It's like the Hitler virus.
Right, so you heard it here first, people. It's like a little dust bite that goes in the wind.
Oh, God. Jeez. It's gonna be that kind of show.
Yeah. Well, my app is downloading, by the way. It should be soon. Little dust bite in the wind.
Okay, I'm sorry,
but... All we are is dust bites in the wind.
I'm sorry, but I gotta point this out. Hillary asked my brother. My brother is also on the Weisenheimer's chat.
Clinton.
And she asked my brother, Aviatar, what's your Tom's dick like? Now, I want to tell you, it's not cool, man.
Clinton.
We're brothers, and I don't appreciate dick talk.
And what did he say?
He said don't be crude, and also gave like a thumbs up.
Hillary, I'm sorry that your husband cheated on you, but that doesn't make it okay for you to cheat on him.
Yeah, and you losing the elections also. I mean, it hurts, but it doesn't mean you can just make fun of people's dicks.
Well, she was out of the running before it went to election, so.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I didn't. Yep. You know, you can ask questions about my dick then. I'm sorry. But she's a really good woman. She's a strong and independent woman, and I appreciate.
I know
that.
She hates video games.
She does. Is she one of those?
She's an anti video game lobbyist.
Oh, is she like games are too violent?
That's right.
My husband sleeps with women. You know, women like that are just bitches. You know.
They're just bitches.
I didn't say it like that this time.
I know. I was just being silly.
Thank you, because. Still hurts. Okay, let's see what I have written down from the past 2 weeks. Okay, do you want to get out the hiatus talk first or at the end?
Well, what's really to talk about?
Not much. I just... what do you mean by a hiatus? Because I haven't talked to you about it either.
By hiatus, I mean the literal definition of hiatus.
Just like an unknown amount of break time?
Gonna take a break until we feel like starting again.
I mean, I don't mind. Sometimes we just don't want to do the show. I feel like we just do whenever we want, and it'd be a lot funner. And you
disagree. What do you want to do? How do you feel?
I feel like some shows have been not as good because we just don't feel like it. But I think that once we take a break, we'll be fine. Maybe we just make it not like a bi-weekly thing.
You know what? Let's compromise. I don't feel like this has been bi-weekly. I feel like we've been doing this pretty consistently every week, except for missing it once or twice.
Then I misused the meaning of bi-weekly. Sorry.
But, well, I'm not sure myself. Biweekly either means twice a week or every 2 weeks. But here's what we do. Instead of taking a hiatus, and instead of like taking like a month off or something like that, how about we just do it every 2 weeks instead of doing it every week? And if at some point we do want to start doing it every week again, then we can do that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Because I really don't want to send out shows like the last one.
Did you really think that was that bad?
I just thought it was... It just, like, bummed me out.
Yeah, guess who I continue to blame that on?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, because it was just my voice. Let's not get into it.
I just showed up with, like, hey guys, I am your Tom Farrell.
I just had to talk like this, because my voice was...
This is what I have always sounded like, and if you think that I didn't usually sound like this, then you're wrong.
I didn't claim...
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Your Tom Farrell Show, and I think this episode is going to be the shit.
I sound like an African chief.
Yeah. That lion be weak, man. That lion is a joke.
AfricaDudes.com.
Check it out. It's PharrellAdventures.net.
Okay, so I think that's good for the first topic. Okay, I got something to make. Talk.
About what?
You were starting to talk, and I talked over you.
No, so you'll never know.
Sorry. you know who added me on Facebook?
I'm gonna check on my app status. Okay. Yeah, who added you on Facebook?
A girl, and I was like, who is this girl? I recognize her.
She a cutie patootie?
She's pretty cute, but she's older. She's like 35 or something.
I would date a 35-year-old woman.
Yeah, me too. Sure, why not? But
we're desperate.
We're desperate, guys. Email us at wisehomersshow.com, gmail.com. And then I looked her up, and apparently she's a girl that plays on the Israeli version of The Office.
They have an Israeli version of The Office?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a lot worse. Not like in a... In a comedy.
Has it jumped the shark yet?
No, it's only been one season, but our boss, our variation on the boss, is he's just like a racist, sexist asshole. And he's
that
really,
sounds like it would be awesome.
It's good, but sometimes it's just really way too awkward. It's not like the fun awkwardness of The Office in the US.
No, to me there is no such thing as too awkward. I feel like I would very much like this version.
Well, if I can find a version with, like, subtitles, I'll let you know. But it's just, like, awful. They bring in cripples and Ethiopians and Arabs. And he makes all sorts of inappropriate jokes.
I want to see this. You're making it sound very enticing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, first few episodes are kind of poopy. But towards, like, the fourth and fifth episode, it gets good. Well, if I can find it, I'll let you know. So, yeah, a girl who plays on The Office added me. She's not like a main one. No, she's like Creed.
Creed is my favorite character, so.
Oh.
Does she even have a personality?
Yeah, she's like the religious secretary.
Oh, so she's Angela.
No, she's not. She's not as abrasive. She's just religious and always pregnant.
She's always pregnant?
Yeah, I think so. It just seems like it.
Well, I guess you're not usually always pregnant, but when you are pregnant, it's usually for an extended period of like 9 months. So
about, yeah. And that's all I have on that. She added me, and I felt cool.
Are you gonna talk to her?
I don't know. She just said she liked my animations, and I didn't really want to push it in any way. But maybe
you didn't want to say, "Hey, I like you on The Office."
No, I didn't, because I felt like. She added me as a human being and not as an like actress, and I didn't want to go like, oh, I liked you on this and this and this. Not
right, but
that.
The only reason she added you is because she liked something that you did.
I know, but I'm a small fish. I'm a small fish fry.
Right. You're weird.
I know, I'm weird.
Why wouldn't
girls.
You bring it up that you like her on The Office? Or do you just not like her on The Office?
No, actually, I left her a message saying that I appreciate her friend request because, you know, she's cool. Unlike other people who are lame. This is what I said. I didn't say anything specific about The Office. I just told her that I think she's cool.
That is the most weird, awkward comment that you could have left.
What? No.
Because what does that even mean? I don't even...
It was a joke about her being cool and all the other people that like me gay and faggoty.
And she's going to understand that?
I hope. She didn't respond, but still.
Listen, I think you should try to get with this girl.
Yeah, you think so? Let's look her up.
What else? What other option do you have? I mean, come on.
I guess that's true. Okay, let's see if I can find her so I can show the people.
Do it right now. Let's do it. Oh, wait, my kissometer is done.
Her name is Ayelet Robinson. Oh, Ayelet Robinson. She was born in 1975.
Voice, female or male? Sound on. Vibration on.
Here she
ready
is.
For my ready for my kiss?
Okay, kiss meter time.
Ready, everyone?
Oh, Jesus, so scary.
It made some weird noises. It says, on a scale from 1 to 10, I rank you a 5.
Ooh, bam, slam, da da da.
That's not that good.
Wow,
can
yeah.
Can I try again?
No, you can only once. It locks up after that.
Wait, I'm going to do one more. Satisfactory. And then it said a quote from Yoda from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
What did it say?
So, it said, do not try. There is no try.
So, did you not do good at all?
I don't know. That part from the movie was when Luke was trying to use the Force to lift the X-Wing out of the swamp. But, I don't. Did I just kiss Yoda? I'm not, I don't understand.
Oh, it's
for not to have kissed Yoda.
It's a kiss meter and Yoda kisser app.
Wait, I'm going to do one more. Ready?
One more. You're kind of cheating. Oh, Jesus.
It says I'm a wannabe.
Wow, you really can't kiss, Max. What's up?
I guess. That's,
I am not inviting you to any of my makeout parties that I do with Stephanie from Full House.
Excuse me?
I do a lot of makeout parties with Stephanie from Full House and DJ.
This is quite a revelation, and this is so humiliating for this to happen on the podcast.
We'll give you a few other chances, but I don't think you should do this right now, because it seems kind of pathetic, since you're just trying over and over again. But I think you can give a nice smooch, I'm sure.
I don't know how personally I should take it. I mean, if this thing is accurate, then how else can I take it other than to... I mean, obviously, I can't be offended because it's not like it's I don't know.
It is science. It is based on
right,
science.
Right, I can't be mad at... I can't shoot the messenger, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe if you try and, like, do a lips shape with your hands and just, like, press it against the screen, maybe it'll work.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to see if we can fool it. Ready?
Do it. Wow. Holy shit.
That time I got 3 hearts.
Ooh.
It says bonus.
Nice. So you can only kiss with your punches.
Right. So ladies, just put your mouth on my hand. I got some other places for you to put your mouth too.
Hey, don't be crass.
What? Shall I introduce you to some of my other apps? I got a few more.
Sure. Wait, first of all, your story. You just said I have a few other places to put... Blah, 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 blah. It reminded me of something that happened yesterday when I was out for the new year.
All right.
And we're just like, the streets are completely full with people and cops everywhere, people drunk. And a little kid, like really, I think like 13-year-old... pack of kids, you know how they travel in packs of a lot of girls and guys. It's like a school outing almost. And a girl, and she went next to like a hot dog place.
Alright.
And she went like, I want a hot dog. And then a little kid said, I have a hot dog in my pants for you. And that really made me laugh when that happened, because it was such a little kid and his voice broke. And that's all I had. I'm sorry. Continue.
Well, I think for that, we have some laughter here.
Thank you. That really saved me.
Yeah.
I was going so red.
This is my favorite app. This is the Star Wars app. Yo, Tom, I challenge you to Star Wars. got lightsaber in my pocket. What's so funny?
I challenge you to Star Wars.
Think you could fight in a Star War? Look, I got the Empire, the Galactic Empire music.
I thought you were gonna go like Star War trivia, but no, it's just Star Wars.
Got the whole. I got a big lightsaber in my pocket.
What kind of saber do I have?
None.
Oh, I don't have like. Oh, well, that's not fun. It's not fair.
Well, I paid money for my iPhone.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, maybe someone was gonna send me an iPhone. How will that make you feel?
Alright, well, someone can send him an iPhone and spend, you know, $300 of their own money and pay the activation charge and also pay $30 a month for service.
No, I won't use their... Come on, Max. I would never...
Okay, so, well, you have to pay the activation charge when you buy it.
Well, of course, I'll just do it here. I'll just say I bought one in the U.S. and I brought it here and I'm going to use it here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think of everything. Did you just...
What? I just found out a new functionality of this.
Wow, the fun ever ends with Star Wars apps.
There's a little star, and if you press it, you get Darth Vader quotes.
Fulfill your destiny.
What are you mad about?
I don't like Star Wars. I hate Star Wars.
You know what?
Wars.
You don't even know anything about it. You've never seen it.
I know, because it's boring, but I've seen some Robot Chicken parody, so I think I know
you're
a lot.
You're just jealous, because I'm a dark Sith Lord, and I will destroy you.
Yeah, maybe I am jealous because you're a dark Sith Lord.
Okay, can I show you one of my other apps?
Sure.
Okay, for this app, this is the Garfield app, and I want you to tell me the day you were born.
I was born in June 13th.
Right. June 13th, what year?
91.
Okay, hang on. It's collaborating
oh,
the Garfields.
I hope Garfield has a nice joke birthday for me. Birthday joke, please, 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 please.
It's collaborating the Garfields.
Okay.
Show comic.
Okay.
Okay, we see Garfield is
okay.
He's in front of the mirror. He's in the bathroom, standing on the sink in front of the mirror, and he says,
"How does
rats.
He do that? How does he stand up? Such a funny cat. Go on."
He says, "Rats, another gray hair." And then he takes some hair dye out of the cabinet, and he says, "Maybe hair dye will help." And then he puts hair dye on his head, and he says, "Nah," and his head is all black.
Is that really it?
He looks very weird with hair dye.
Is that really the joke?
Yep.
He's like, "Wow, my hair does not look good. Maybe I should color it. I colored it. I don't like it."
Oh, you don't think that's funny?
Oh, that's like my stories. I can write Garfield.
This is perfect for you. This is the perfect.
I'd just be like, I went to a place and then they took off my face. Joke.
This is. It's like Jim Davis knew that you were going to be born that day.
He made this for me. He made that
that's
comic
right,
for me.
That's right.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's the Garfield app. Hope you liked it. Oh, wait, shall I continue the story? Because I clicked the next day, and it continues with that story.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Garfield still has black hair.
Okay.
And John says, "Wow, what happened to you?" And Garfield says, or he thinks, whatever, "I found a gray hair, and I used hair dye, okay?" And John says, "That looks weird." And Garfield says, "I know." And John says, "You look like Mickey Mouse." And Garfield says, "I know." And he puts his hand on his forehead, and he's very frustrated. Garfield looks like Mickey Mouse.
I thought the second page will actually like have a punchline, but no, they just keep talking about how he looks
weird. It's a visual medium. You have to see how funny he looks. I mean, he looks hilarious with that black hair dye on his head. It's so fucking funny, man.
That's funny. I like Garfield. I like this this bit.
Yeah. Garfield jokes.
Garfield
jokes.
Why not? Yeah, I knew. I mean, it's easy. We don't have to work very hard.
Yeah.
That's good. Good times. Mm-hmm. I got a haircut. Did you hear? On TMZ, I got a haircut.
I did hear. Yeah.
And what they say? They said it looked fabulous. Do you get haircuts at like places or do you get them at home?
I cut my own hair.
Really?
Yep.
Then we won't really be able to talk about this because this is all about.
Well, I've gotten haircuts before.
Okay,
nice guy.
Let's talk about this.
All right.
It's always really awkward for me when they're washing my hair.
Well, you don't have to go to a hair salon.
Well, they have to wash my hair beforehand before they start cutting it.
What are you, a girl?
I have the hair of a beautiful girl, yes.
Well, you should go to a barber, like a male, like a male man.
It's actually a really gay place.
like an adult man, you should go to a barber.
Well, sorry, we don't have...
Not the hair salon with your mom.
We don't have fancy black people here to shave our faces.
You don't have barbers?
Not really. I don't think so.
No, don't believe it.
I'm going to ask my... Have you thought... Do we have any barbers here?
You should have a place to go to get your hair cut that isn't gay, where they're not washing your hair for you.
I mean, but how would they do my hair if they're not washing it?
You can cut hair without washing it, Yotam. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm not getting a flat. I'm getting it precisely and beautifully.
Okay, well, you obviously know nothing about hair or getting haircuts.
What? I had so many haircuts in my days. I used to have a phase where I had wacky, kooky collars in my hair.
Why do you think that you need to have... Why do you think you need to get your hair washed before you cut it?
That's all I know, Max!
Well, you know wrong.
My brother is saying kind of, but it's mostly the gays.
Do you think if you... Wait, gay people go to barbers in Israel? So it's bizarro world. It's backwards.
It's a very gay... it's a very gay job. A lot of gays.
That is... You live in bizarro world, then.
No, I don't leave where black people own barbershops.
What are you talking about? Fucking black people.
What? That's what they do.
Why do you think you need to wash your hair to get a haircut?
Because
I don't understand that.
They have to comb it, and my hair is very thick and puffy.
You go to a fucking barber, he's not going to wash your hair, and he's going to give you an excellent haircut.
I don't trust him, because all they do is sit there and talk about Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks.
Yeah, I've seen Barbershop 1 and 2. That's all they do there.
Okay, Yotam.
They're just wise guys, I'm telling you. They don't know what they're doing. Gays make my hair look fabulous. At least that's what they say. And I believe them, because they're trustworthy and gay. Why? Why are you doing this, Max? Why?
No, I'm just saying.
What? What is this? Why are you playing my nation's music?
I'm just saying that you should go to a barber instead of a gay hair salon.
But it's really close by, and they give me a nice massage.
So what's your story anyway? They're washing your hair.
Yeah, I always feel really awkward when they wash my hair for some reason. It's just, I don't know.
I have gone to a salon before, and I have gotten my hair washed. But why does that make you feel awkward?
It's just a very awkward position to sit in first.
Right.
I don't know, it's just... It feels weird when people just wash my hair. I'm not used to that. I'm not a child.
You're supposed to just, like, concentrate on how good it feels. They're, like, massaging your scalp, and it feels good.
I know, it does, but... it feels weird. Just don't touch my head, guys, okay?
It feels good, but, it feels weird.
Don't you know those things that just feel good and weird at the same time, Max?
I know those things. I know those things all too well.
All too
well. Well, you should go, and next time you go, you could ask them, how about you just not wash my hair before you cut it? And they would be happy to oblige. They don't have to they don't have to wash your hair.
Yes, they do!
Why do they?
Because they have to brush through it.
You can't brush through hair if it's dry?
Not my hair. My hair is very long and puffy.
And okay. why do they have to brush through it to cut it?
Because a scissors wouldn't go very smoothly in my hair if it wasn't washed.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You don't understand how fantastic and thick my hair is.
You don't understand how curly my hair is. My hair is just like your... We probably have the same hair.
What?
My hair is probably curlier than your hair.
Fuck your hair, man! You want to fucking fight about hair?
Yeah.
I'll kick your ass with hair. Hair fight?
We'll have a hair fight. This will be like that anime, Bo 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 Bo, where it's all about hair.
Bo 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 Bo?
There was an anime show that used to be on Cartoon Network. It was called Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. Look it up.
Great. Okay.
Look it up. Everyone in the chat, they know what I'm talking about.
How many bobos is that?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I got that right.
Wow, I found it.
He has a big like yellow afro.
Yeah,
and he's got a mustache.
I found it really quickly.
Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo.
Okay, I'm sorry for doubting you.
Be like,
do you know that anime show that's all about baking bread?
Breadiguru Karamon Z?
Maybe. I don't know if that's a joke or not.
Is what you said a joke?
No, that's a real show.
Then you should know that is not the name of the show.
Oh, no, I watched it like a few episodes like years ago. It was so ridiculous.
Bread.
It's all about this guy baking bread for his family, and then he goes for a course, and it's like Chef Ramsay, and he's mean. Oh, it's
guess
amazing.
What? Anime. Welcome to anime. It's all retarded.
We should make a show like that about...
about... We should make the Prince of Tennis.
Prince of Tennis?
Are you familiar?
No, I'm not. I just thought it was a very funny idea. Is it already something?
There is an anime called The Prince of Tennis.
Oh, I thought it was your idea, damn it.
Why would we really make that?
I was already like sketching up, doing mock-ups of characters.
All right, tell me what it would be. I want to know. What is The Prince of Tennis?
Well, he's the king of Prince of Tennis.
No, he's the prince.
He's dad, though.
Is the king of tennis.
He loves him, but he teaches him how to play tennis with tough love, so he never shows his appreciation for him.
Right.
And and his tutor is a really fine cute girl.
Right.
And they fall in love. You don't see it coming, but they fall in love. And they have to fight tennis monsters, I guess, because it's an anime.
See, now my envisionment of the Prince of Tennis is somewhat different.
Okay.
In the kingdom of sports, the sports kingdom,
yeah.
the king has decreed that tennis be banned, but the prince is secretly in love with tennis and he wants to play it despite his father's wishes. That's my envisionment of the Prince of Tennis.
I like it. So it's like an underground thing.
Right.
But why would his dad be the king of tennis if he doesn't like it?
I never said his dad was the king of tennis.
Oh, he's just the prince. Well,
he's just the king of sports. He's the king of sports. Email.
Oh God, Max. I'm sorry if I paused for too long when talking to you. I'm smoking again. Sorry, smoking completely legal cigarettes.
Oh, cigarettes.
No. Let's start. Do you watch TLC?
TLC, what is that?
It's the... You sound sort of far away for some reason.
Hello, can you hear me?
It's better. It's the channel with all the cake shows and Pawn Stars.
No, I don't watch that.
Oh, man,
I've seen Pawn Stars.
But you haven't watched any of the cake shows. The cake shows are so amazing.
Well, you don't watch my bug shows.
I know,
I don't watch
I'm
bug
sorry.
Fights.
Send me a DVD of Bug Fights. I want to see the commentary on that.
I would be so surprised if that was on DVD, and I would own all the volumes.
Can you imagine commentary on that, along with the commentary of the people?
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
It would be very crazy.
Well, your assignment is to watch 10 cake shows. You gotta watch the one with Duff, Ace of Cakes.
All right, I won't be doing that.
You gotta watch the other cake show with the Italian guy. He's like, I'm at the bar, get the make a cake, little buddy, yeah! Cake Boss,
right,
that's his name.
Won't be doing that.
You should watch that. And you should watch just other cake shows to learn more about cake, I think.
Do you like cake?
Yeah, I like cake, yeah.
Just sort of, or you really like cake?
I don't really like cake. I have it when it's around, but I don't go out of my way to make it or buy some.
Then why are you so interested in watching cake TV shows?
Because they make the most amazing cakes. Did you ever see a bicycle made out of cake?
Do you know what I really like is ice cream, and I do go out of my way to eat ice cream. I got some ice cream earlier today, and I ate it, and it was delicious.
Maybe there's some ice cream show for you, too.
If there is an ice cream show, I would be very interested in watching it. But more so than anything else, I would be interested in watching a show about soda.
Yeah, soda is very interesting, I think.
Is there Soda Stars? Is that a show?
No, I don't think so.
Call me when there is.
I only care about ice cream and soda. I'm a grown man.
Well, hey, listen.
I'm sad you don't watch any cake shows. Okay, I gotta take that out. You know what? You get a top. You talk about something.
Are you really gonna take that out?
What? Take what out? Well, I don't have anything to. I need to talk about it with someone. I don't have anything specific.
You really gonna take out that part of the podcast?
No, I'm not gonna take it out. I said I'm just like, not stop talking about it.
Okay, we're gonna do another app. This is another app.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This app is called PhotoSwap. Have you heard of this?
No.
This app is, I take a photo with my phone, it sends that photo to another random person on the planet, could be anybody, and then they send me a photo that they took.
And it's not all dicks.
I could very well get a picture of a man's ding-ding. I'm not going to say that's impossible.
Wow.
It's
not all dicks? No, I'm really surprised that it's not all dicks.
Honestly, I haven't seen any Ds yet. Because if you get something offensive, you can report it, and I guess that's why, is because people don't want to get reported.
Oh.
I have gotten one of somebody writing down "I'm naked" and then just holding that up.
That's cute.
But you're right; it just said "I'm naked" in written words. But okay, I'm going to Bad Boy. The movie Bad Boys is on TBS. That's on my screen right now. I'm going to take a picture of Will Smith.
Is it after they shot him in the ass?
I don't know. I've never seen the film. And it's on mute.
You gotta watch that film.
Eh.
No, you don't.
Maybe I will someday.
You don't have to watch.
Okay, that's a lousy picture. I'm gonna retake it.
Please, you gotta get up, give some respect to Willie.
Okay, I got a good picture of Will Smith.
Willie.
Gonna hit use. It's going to send it off to someone else. And I will soon be receiving theirs. In the meantime, you make small talk.
No, you make small talk.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I got one.
Wow. What's the name of the app for the listeners again?
It's called PhotoSwap.
PhotoSwap.
It is also a photo of somebody taking a photo of their television. Except in this photo, it looks like a man lying in his bed, and you can see his feet sticking up at the bottom of the photo because he's like lying down. He took it like lying down. And you can see there's a television mounted on the wall in the corner of his room. It's a very nice TV. It looks like a widescreen. And he's got like underneath, it looks like there's a stack of DVDs. And I can't. There's a woman on the screen, but I can't tell who it is. If it's an actress, I can't identify the show or the movie or whatever it is, but it's a very nice picture. So I say get PhotoSwap.
That's cool. So, but can you message him now back, or is it just like one time?
Yeah, I can. I can send him a reply, and then he can reply to my reply as much as we want.
Oh my god, you can so fall in love like that.
I would not do fall in love like that.
Fall in love like that, Max. I dare you.
No, thank you.
Okay. So, do you have any other apps?
Let me just look at my app. I got the shotgun app. I got the
You shot me already.
TweetDeck, Facebook, BeBot. BeBot is my favorite app. I've used it a lot.
Yeah.
I have Mr. Ah Light.
What's that?
Mr. Ah Light. It's a game.
Oh, okay.
Pandora, which is like a radio, but it's
I know that.
Plays only music that you like.
I used to play that, but then they made it only in the US. Bitches.
That sucks. I got the flashlight app, which will be coming in handy if the lights ever go out, and they go out here quite a bit. Mirror's Edge, The Simpsons Arcade, Myst.
The
Alarm
Simpsons
Clock.
Arcade? Let's... The classic one?
Yep.
That's amazing. Did you blow up the balloon the fastest?
I haven't played it that much yet, but it's got redone graphics, but it's still the same game.
Oh, that's cool. That makes me want to get it.
Myst, Alarm Clock, Let's Golf 2, Gun App, Lightsaber, Pac-Man, and that's it.
That's nice. Are you happy with your iPhones yet?
I'm very happy with it, and I can't wait till I get some more iTunes funds, and I'm going to get some more apps.
That's cool. Now I want to get an iPhone. Maybe I will.
It's changed my life.
Really? I'm happy. Max, do you know about the fitness program 90px?
No.
No?
What is it?
It's like a DVD workout thing that I downloaded. Because, I don't know, I just wanted to see what it is and work out and get buff.
All right.
And you know,
and you're not doing that, but okay.
I'm so buff, Max. Stop it. And it's just some guy who's really fucking obnoxious, like telling you what things to do, what workouts, how to bend and all that. And he's so annoying. He keeps talking all the time, and it's so awkward. He's like, this is Pam with us, but I call her Blam when she does good. Blam! I need the laugh track iPhone app. Thank you. That's all I have to say about that.
What? Is that at the end of the story?
Yeah, that's the end. Oh,
well, why would you even start that story?
I don't know. Because it was written down.
What do you think? You want to go to emails?
Hey, you think so, Max?
Before we do, I want to ask you this. Any New Year's resolutions?
The usual. Get healthy.
Well, you're not doing that.
Fuck you. Do animations that are the best. Oh, I have a new one. I want to become a sensation on the internet. On the YouTube.
Not doing that.
Actually, I am. I have a million viewers.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I have, I think. Oh, and get more social. Probably get a normal job so I can see people and not be cooped up in my room all day.
All right. Well, be happy you don't live in America, because we're in a fucking recession.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Well, good thing you gotta appreciate the job I gave you then.
Hey, I bet if you and I were to kiss, the audience would be like,
they so would do that. And what are your New Year's resolutions?
Really just I want to learn to play the guitar, and that's pretty much it. Play the guitar. That's it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and help you if you want to. I wouldn't know.
Well,
how.
I haven't gotten it yet, but once I get it, I don't think anything will be holding me back.
Do you know what guitar you're going to get?
I'm probably just going to get one like super cheap on eBay.
An acoustic or a classic?
An acoustic.
Yeah, it's probably the safest.
Because I figure, like, you know, ultimately I do want to learn to play. I do want to play an electric, but an electric is so much more expensive. And if like, for whatever reason, this doesn't work out, I figure I'll get an acoustic. And if and when I learn to play it, then I'll get the electric.
Yeah, it's also, I have an electric. I never play it. I just play my acoustic one.
See, if I had an electric, I would play it all the time.
You would shred all day.
But you know what? There is a iPhone app that lets you use your iPhone as an amp, so you can just plug your electric guitar right into there. What do you think of that? Pretty cool, right?
That's insane-ies.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I'm gonna get an iPhone now.
Really?
No, I don't think so. If I just get it for free, yeah.
Right, we're gonna do one more kissometer. Ready?
Okay, Max, impress me.
Blow
me down. What did he say?
Blow me down. It's a girl. It said, blow me down.
It's a good thing.
And I got a 2 heart rating, and it says, practice on your pillow and try again later.
So no, you still did awful.
Can I do one more? Because this time I'm going to really do it like I'm trying to kiss a person.
Okay, let's
which
do...
I haven't been doing up until now.
Let's do one after the email. Let's do email, kiss,
no,
email,
one
kiss.
More.
Email,
one more.
Kiss, email, kiss, Max.
Okay,
you're
fine.
Falling in love with an app.
I do. I'm getting a boner. This is the boner app. there should be a boner app.
There probably is.
Okay, this one. Okay, email. This first email comes from George Lee. Hey, George, any relation to George Lowe? Because I love Space Ghost. Hey, Max and Yo Tom, I'm a real big fan of the show, and I always listen to the podcast. My question is, would you guys ever move in together if you both lived in the same country?
No. Sure. No, I wouldn't mind. You think you would find a fucking better roommate than me?
Easily.
Fuck you, Max. You have no idea how clean I am. I shed, but it's not that bad.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I would live with you. I don't see why not.
Thank you.
I would prefer to live with a girl.
Yeah, but not always.
Why not always?
Because I think girls are messier as humans.
What? No way. Girls are cleaner.
Nope. At our age, I don't think they are.
All right, this one comes from Kevin Williams, and he said, "Hey, Max, I'm the guy who did the Andy." Oh, he just said, "Hey, Max," did not say, "Hey, Max and Yo, Tom." So,
okay, hey, Max, well, I'm going to go take a break.
I'm the guy who did the Andy Gay animation. To my understanding, I won the Onward to Calgary. I'm not too sure because you turned into a robot when you were talking about it. But anyway, here's my address. And they sent his address. And then he said, oh, and fan art. And there's a little piece of fan art. And it's of Yo Tom smoking a bud. And I'm saying, nope. And I'm
really
wearing a Dare shirt.
See that. I'll see that later.
See it later. Well, you should have already seen it.
Nope.
So I will be sending those out soon. To you and to the other winner, if I can.
If you can.
Okay, this one comes... Yeah.
Hey.
Well, this guy's got a normal address, but you told me the other guy's address, and it was fucking weird.
Yeah, I'll get a better one. And if you need, like, more money...
better address. Will you move so you can have a better address?
It's a really good movie. You should move for it. It's that good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you should send it some soon or something.
I will. This one comes from Michael Farrell, Will's younger brother. Do you prefer hats on cats or cats on hats?
It's a reference to animation and cats with hats.
All right. This is from Andy Draper, and it's just a link, but I'm not going to clink that.
Clink?
So I'm not going to clink that. So,
dude, a fucking clink that.
This guy's is kind of long, but I haven't read these beforehand, so I guess I'll just read it.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a big fan. I've listened to every episode on my iPod, and thanks for making it free on iTunes, Yo Tom. No, we should have charged for it.
Yeah.
But let's cut the crap. I have a question regarding the topic of violence in video games. Most gamers, and I'm assuming that you two know Jack Thompson, the disbarred lawyer talking smack about violent video games. I would like to state that I completely disagree with Jack's... Okay, next email.
Couldn't you just skip down to the question?
We don't care. I'm sure the question was, what do you think? Ooh.
I care. I think it's dumb, but I really have nothing to say besides that.
I think that it's... I don't necessarily think it's dumb. I think measures should be taken to make sure that children don't play games that are inappropriate for them.
But other than that,
adults should be allowed to.
But that's usually like the parents...
Right, it is the parents' job.
Yeah. So it's a parents'
and
job.
And I don't know about you in Israel, but in America we have something called the ESRB, which rates video games, kind of like would rate a movie. But the problem with that is parents have no idea about it, and they don't know what game ratings mean. And they probably never will.
That's their fault, I think.
Right, it is.
Or if you see a mom buying, like, GTA 4, you go like, is this for your kid? Because, you know, blah, 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 blah. Maybe that's
next email comes... Right. Next email comes from Andrew Gabriel. He says, Max, you said you like Banjo-Kazooie series, and I was wondering what you thought about Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Have you played it? I have. My relationship to the game was this. I played it 3 times. First time I played it, I didn't like it, so I quit. Second time I played it,
Wait. First time... Oh, you quit. Okay, you didn't finish the whole game. Right. I thought you just like... Okay.
I got it. I got like 2 hours in. Second time, same deal. I thought it was garbage and I hated it. For whatever reason, I tried to play it a third time, and then I liked it.
Huh. That's not a good review, though. That's a really bad review.
No, I do think it's a good game. The problem with it is it's a game where the gameplay mechanic is you have to build and make cars and then drive those cars.
Isn't very easy.
Right, yeah, it is kind of complicated. And it's weird because in a Banjo-Kazooie game, like... instinctively you want to just like go, oh, I want to run around, oh, I want to go jump on stuff, but this game is telling you no, don't do that. And it's so weird to play a video game where you're supposed to do one thing but you want to go do another thing, and that's the game's problem.
I have that game, so you think I should give it a play?
I don't know, I feel like it would probably only mostly appeal to people who are fans of the series.
Why would you
own a game that you haven't played?
Because I got it with the Xbox. It's one of those games that come with like Viva Piñata and that game.
I really liked it, but then again, I'm biased because I really love Banjo-Kazooie, and I hope that, you know, even though I think in the end it was a pretty cool game, I might give it like a seven or an eight. You know, even though it was cool, I would like to see another traditional Banjo-Kazooie game, but it'll never happen.
Probably. Did you ever play Rayman?
I think I played it at a friend's house when I was a little
kid. I love that game. That's all.
Okay, this one is from Sarah Cantor, and she wrote us a poem.
Ooh.
Shall I read this?
Oh, please.
Hey, guys, I wrote this poem. Don't hate me for being lame. I don't know if I'll be able to read this with a straight face.
Oh, we're going to make a song out of it, and it's going to be a big hit.
You know what? Let's do it like this. Okay, you're on AIM. I'm going to show you the poem. We're going to alternate back and forth doing different lines. How does that sound?
Sounds good. I'm sure I'll fuck every line up.
Okay. Confirm when you have it.
I have it. Start.
Wow, that was fast. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
My boyfriend almost left me because the house was such a mess.
The dishes all were dirty. He was really quite upset. Okay, Max, come on. Come on, you can do this.
But when I started cleaning up, my brain began to sputter.
I tried to think of ways that I could clean up all this clutter.
I got...
Sing it, Max. Sing talk it.
No, I can't sing talk. I got so... This is a poem. You're not even supposed to do it like that.
I'm sorry.
I got so overwhelmed by all the dirt around my home.
I fell onto the floor and then just cried and cried alone.
Suddenly the sun came out. I had a great idea.
I ran to find my iPod and iTunes. I did peer.
That's not a rhyme.
Yeah.
Yo, Tom and Max's podcast was sure to save the day.
I cleaned up all the mess to Weisenheimer's jokes. Hooray.
So thank you, guys. You helped me out.
My boyfriend was so happy.
I'll listen to your witty comments next time I feel
crappy. Woo! First time, first Weisenheimer's poem.
Thank you so much, Sarah. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. I really appreciate it. Not in a joking way at all.
I wasn't joking.
Hey, I never
said
I was being facetious.
No,
never. And I'm going to make a cover and sing it. Also, I might not do that. Next email.
I think you should.
Maybe I will, but I'm not sure.
This one comes from Katharina Tade. And she says, "Hi, Max and Yo Tom. This is Kay. I was wondering if Max is in a real relationship with the girl he's married to in Facebook. Just curious. Also, Yo Tom, you haven't mentioned if you were seeing anyone too, are you?"
No. No.
Do we have a lady suitor? Is this what this is?
Yeah, it seems like we have a cute little stalker.
Well, you know what? She asks me first, and then she proceeds to ask you.
I don't think that means anything. I think she just
I think that means I'm her first choice.
I think she wants to end her thought with a thought of me. And then she's happy.
I think she wanted to ask me, but then she just like felt obliged to ask you too, so that you wouldn't feel bad.
I don't think that's the case.
I think that she will settle for you if she can't get me, but I am her first choice.
Mm, no.
You know what, Katharina? Let's just answer us this: who would you do?
Who would you bone? And I gotta
say, if you'll forgive me, this is a Mega 64 thing, and I hope that doesn't make you mad.
It's okay.
But who would you do?
I just gotta say first that I'm a great lover. I have boned many a females, made love to them, caressed them. I'm a great lover. You could ask any girl I boned. So. Not funny at all. I'm a great bone lover. What do you have to say for yourself, Max?
Hey, I don't need to talk myself up. Ladies know. They just know.
That was so much smoother than me. Goddamn, Max. You're so suave.
I want that to be the email subject of the week. Who would you do?
Guys, men, women, kids, anyone. Who would you
Animals.
Do? Animals. Spiritual beings, I don't care.
And you know what? I don't want this to be like before when we did the email subject of the week and then no one answered. Everyone, I want you to answer this. Who would you bang, me or Yo Tom?
Email us at weisenheimersshow@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to make so much love to these emails.
Gross.
Okay.
How was your New Year's and what did you guys do?
I went out with friends, and I drank, and I had fun with friends.
I hung out with some of my cousins, but I did drink a whole bottle of wine.
A whole bottle of wine?
Yep.
Were you tipsy? Did you like it?
Oh, I don't really like the taste of alcohol in general.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, someone might. I would like to learn to like it.
Yeah.
Someday.
It's something you learn to like eventually.
I mean, I've learned to like salad. I never thought that I would like salad, but now I do. So.
You mature as a person through the years.
But it took a fucking long time. It took years of me, like, begrudging my way through salads and being like, oh, this is gross. But I finally can kind of eat it now.
Oh, you're such a little baby, Max.
I hate fucking rabbit food. All I want is steak, ice cream, French fries. That's it. All those three things. And I can just live on that. And Francesca.
Francesca on the side. Some fries and I'm good.
That's right.
Do we have another email?
That's it. That's all she wrote.
Max. What? Let's look back on the year of Weisenheimer's, don't you think?
All right.
We started this podcast at, let's see, I'm checking out my iTunes one moment.
First, I got a big zit on my nose right now.
I'm sorry. First one in, oh, remember that month? The fourth one, what's the name of that one? Max, the fourth month. April, oh, April. Me and Max really got together and learned about each other's feelings. And then Max got a pet robot. And that's why we're doing the show once in 2 weeks. Everyone thank Max's robot. He's a nice guy. And he ruined the show.
This was the best show we ever done, and you're going to tell me I ruined it?
Okay, Max, do you want to say goodbye to our fans? Max, say goodbye. Max. Max.
That's me saying goodbye.
That's not you. That's Kip, the robot.
His name is Bebot.
His name is Kip.
Why is his name Kip?
Because we go way back. It's none of your business.
Listen, I got different instruments. He could be Bebot, but he could be a theremin.
I like that a lot more.
Could be like a guitar.
Nope, sounds like the ocean, not like a guitar.
Could be a... This one says belter. Don't really know what that means. A synth harp.
Wow, this is a good way to end the show, Max.
I think it is. All right, how do you want to end the show?
One last smooch.
All right, we're going to do a final smooch.
Final smooch. Final smooch. Everyone in the chat, I want to hear you clap, guys. Final
smooch. This time
smooch.
I'm really smoochy, going to smoochy, do smoochy. It like I'm trying to kiss a person.
Tongue and everything.
Makes me reflect on my life. No, I don't do tongue.
Smooch.
I kiss like a gentleman, not like smooch. A filthy Frenchman.
Smoochy, smooch, and smooch.
I'm trying to wet my smooch. Lips up a little.
Smooch.
Okay.
Smooch.
Hey, shut up. Sorry. I have to be in silence when I make my moves on a woman.
Want me to play something?
Right, it was Yoda again.
I fucking kissed Yoda again, apparently.
Do or do not. There is no try. And it's I got 2 heart ratings, and it said not too shabby.
Oh, so you're working up to something to like a decent man.
I don't understand how it measures if it's a good kiss or not.
I'm pretty sure it's random, I would say.
No, it can't be.
Are you kidding me?
How could it be random? I got this every time I kiss it, I get the same rating. The rating.
Well,
it's always 2.
It's always 2, he said as he whimpered. It's always 2. It's always 2. This is the poem by Sarah Kentor. Kentor, sure. And here's my version of it. My boyfriend almost left me 'cause the house was such a mess. Dishes were all dirty, he was really quite upset. But when I started cleaning up, my brain began to sputter. I tried to think of ways that I could clean up all this clutter. I got so overwhelmed by all the dirt around my home, I fell onto the floor and just cried and cried alone. Suddenly the sun came out, I had a great idea. I ran into my iPod and in iTunes I did peer. Max and Yotam's podcast was sure to save the day. I cleaned up all the mess to Weisenheimer's jokes, hooray! So thank you guys, you helped me out. My boyfriend was so happy. I listened to your witty comments. Next time I feel crappy. Okay, bye.